Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am your dream whisperer. Hello, everyone out there in listening land. I hope that this past month has been very productive for you. I hope that you have been able to take your inner thoughts that your subconscious shows you during your night's adventure. And I hope that you've been able to take those and translate them into your waking thoughts in order to achieve your dreams and your goals that you have. I have been trekking along on my journey, and tonight I'm going to share one of my dreams with you. It's a lengthy dream. I also chose another dream from one of our listeners, which is also a lengthy dream. And I've done this purely to show you different types of intricacies of dream symbols that can be found in dreams. It seems that the longer your dream you have, or maybe the longer the period you have in interpreting your dreams, you start to pick up different symbols. Maybe a really slight words or something that one of your dream personalities is wearing. You start to look at those and really focus in on the different symbols that are found in the dreams. All these different symbols come together in order for you to fully understand what's really going on in your dream. I have been working on trying to bring my dreams to life. In other words, I've been trying to work on having my dreams dictate my my movements during the waking hours. And I found that by doing this, there may be situations that I wasn't aware of that come to light and that I'm able to solve. And it's amazing that sometimes situations you don't even think about, things that you don't realize is happening, or maybe anxieties that you have that you don't even realize that you're experiencing during the waking hour, your subconscious knows what's going on, and they pick up on these, or it picks up on the subtleness of some of the things that go on in your waking life. So I found that dreaming and interpreting dreams is invaluable to me on my life's journey. So let me pause, bring up my dreams that I want to interpret tonight, and then we will get started. Okay, the first dream is entitled The Stage. And I'm going to read the dream and then we'll go through the symbols. I was a performer on stage and it was our turn to perform. My band had gone to the stage and then I and my daughter were late getting to the stage. I decided to have her wear a yellow bow, but it ended up where I was wearing the yellow bow around my head. And instead of skipping down the row, I told her we were going to go halfway. When we get to the stage, I have the yellow bow tied around my head under my chin. The first song is actually a digital playing, and it starts to skip and stop. The audience is listening, and the band members, including the lead singer, start to leave stage. I think if I had a record, old technology, it would not skip and mess up. My daughter goes off stage and this old lady chases her. I see her and I run after them. We all end up outside the auditorium and I save my daughter. Okay, so this dreamer said that there's some, first the dreamer has said that she's part of a band. And there's some things going on with the technology that makes the performance of the band less than great. And then the daughter is the victim of a botched kidnapping. Okay, there's talk about a yellow bow. So let's see what the dreamer said the main feeling was. And it was one of triumph because I was able to use my senses and save my child. Okay. The dreamer says that the connection to Waking Life was I was studying for GRE and watching a show about magicians. Okay. Now further, if you delve a little bit deeper, which I usually do, about what was going on in the show about magicians is actually a show that where the two magicians were in competition with each other, and throughout their lives they try to one up the other, and it ends up the one on the bottom, the underdog magician, finally destroys the really good magician because of his obsession with the other magician. Did that make sense? The show about the magicians were, in other words, the two magicians are fighting with each other in competition, and the better magician ends up losing everything because of his obsessions. Okay. So, let's pull out some interesting symbols. We have a symbol of the aisle, walking down the aisle, skipping down the aisle. We have the kidnapper. We have the stage. We have also the yellow of the bow, the vinyl record, and I would say the old woman. Okay, so I didn't pull out too many, but I'm going to go over those few symbols right now. And we'll see how they tie into the dream. To dream that you are walking down or going through an aisle represents your ability to move forward in life with confidence. So there's balance in your life. And the alternate of that would be that the dream showing you going down the aisle indicates a dissension and disagreement. Maybe you're stuck in the middle between two diverging viewpoints. The kidnapper is interesting. To dream that someone has been kidnapped indicates that you're not letting aspects and characteristics of that person to be expressed within you. You are trying to contain or suppress the qualities of the kidnapped person. Because as you know, that person that's being kidnapped is you. And if you are the kidnapper, that's you again. So everyone in your dream is you, except if it's someone, if you're dreaming of someone that you have had a very emotional event happen with during waking life. If something had just happened and it was very traumatic, then you would more than likely be actually dreaming about that person. And then again, we have the other dreams that are premonition dreams. So let's go on to what a stage means. To dream that you're on stage represents your behavior, manipulation of relationships with other people. Maybe it's telling about your relationship with society. And in the dream, it may refer to a desire that you have to be the center of attention, being on stage, the center of attention. And the stage performance parallels something in your waking situation. Okay. So, and also, I'll just throw this in. When you dream that you're on a smaller stage, it may show an introverted personality, the introverted personality part of you. And maybe it's telling you to be more confident. So we get what side stage means, and now we know what center stage means too. Okay. Okay, vinyl record. The thought of having a vinyl record, which would be better than that digital technology. Dreaming of old-time vinyl records suggests you have slowly, with the passing of time, maybe lost a bit of your innocence or wonderment of life in general. And your inner self might be saying to you that you want to get back in touch with that wonderment, that excitement that you used to have. And the color yellow, the positive meaning of it is that it's bright and it's pleasurable. It shows your intellect, your energy, your agility, happiness, harmony, wisdom. But it can also have negative. It can also have a negative meaning. It can represent deceit or disgrace, betrayal, or even sickness. Which is interesting because an old woman usually represents a warning to be careful about some kind of health issue that you may have. Okay. So if we go through that dream and we just take the symbols and we look at the dream in itself, now that we know the symbols and say we know nothing else but just the symbols, the dreamer is going down the aisle, and the younger self is coming with the dreamer, but then the older self is saying, no, let's do it this way, let's just go halfway, let's not go the whole way. So the dreamer seems to be holding back the youthful young part, the innocence maybe of the dreamer, telling them, no, we don't want to put that on center stage too much. We don't want to we can't move forward with confidence. So going down that aisle of confidence, they're skipping and then they're going back, they're just going halfway. So there's right there showing that the dreamer is facing some kind of fight within the dreamer's self with confidence. So now we move to center stage, where everyone has their eyes on the dreamer and the band. The dreamer gets to center stage. That yellow bow of happiness and intellect has now moved to the main dreamer, to the main character. And instead of being on that dreamer's head, it went from the young child's head. Now it's on the actual dreamer's head. And it's not being worn correctly. It's not being used correctly. So the yellow bow, the happiness is there, but it's not completely there. And we see that being backed up by the band now leaving stage because of the records messing up, the digital records messing up. The vinyl records represent a youthful look, an innocent, a wonderment of life, then the digital records would represent an older view of life. Not older, but new technology. So with technology, wonderment has gone away and it's been replaced by the newfangled thing. And the dreamer's thinking, wow, maybe it would have been easier way back then. Maybe I need some more of that younger me. Maybe I need some more of the wonderment. This center stage thing isn't working out. I need to have my old eyes that were young. Do you get me? The person needs to have the wonderment back. Now, it's not so much there anymore. So then health issues come and they try to take away the wonderment, the fresh new innocence of the little girl that is walking away. But the dreamer has come, run, taken the child back and stopped the kidnapping. So the kidnapper that was trying to take away the youthfulness was health issues, was old age, and well, not old age, but health issues, trying to take away the young one. So the call of action, I would say, in this dream is for the dreamer to recognize any sorts of health issues that have maybe drained the dreamer, has maybe caused the dreamer to lose that wonderment, caused the dreamer to feel tired, to feel, I won't say introverted, because the stage is not quite a side stage. Even though the performers didn't perform, they still went to the main stage, but there was no performance. The people didn't get to enjoy the performance because it was just a digital performance. Then everyone started to leave, and so it was botched. It was botched. So I would tell the dreamer to waken the youthful child within, and also to be careful of any health issues there may be. So, you know, if you tie that back to Waking Life, where you're watching a show about magicians that are so obsessed with magic is wonderment, a childhood wonderment. All kids believe, oh wow, you did that, that's cool. As you get older, oh we know that's just a trick, that we see the strings. The wonderment's lost. So with the magicians being obsessed with I would say futuristic ideas, technologies, the better magic trick, and not just living their life, they're wasting their life away. Don't waste your life away. Be careful. Life is precious. Be careful of your health. Be careful to not to lose the innocence of your of seeing the world through the eyes of a child. Okay. So that is my interpretation for the stage. Okay, let's move on to the next dream in just a moment. Okay, this is called Farmland. It should have been Spacebot, but I'm a little up in the air on the title of this dream. This one is one from my journey, so I do have a little time to figure out the name of it, and I think I'm going to stick with the name. You know what? I'm going to stick with the name Space Bot Farmland. Farmer. Space Bot Farmer. I have never named a dream on air, so this is a first. Woo-hoo. Okay. Space Bot Farmer. Let me read this to you. I had a photo of a UFO that had landed in a field and a photo of a man. On television, I was watching a news story about the UFO. The news reporters were curious about the object and went to the farm where the object was. A farm lady pulled a weapon on them. And as I was watching all this unfold on television, I felt really lucky to know that I and my friend had taken the pictures already. We went to the field, but the field was flooded and there were stadium seats, but they were all full. There were some good old boys sitting in the stadium seats, and they would not give up their seats for me and my friends. So my friends go through the mud and sit in a half-folded bleacher. I start to go through the mud, and the men make a comment about me, and I lift my long dress up and I make it to my friends. I try to sit there, but there's no room, so I expand the bleacher seat. My friend decides to take the farm lady's UFO and we drive it to the space station. There are policemen following us because we have taken the UFO. And we decide to take the UFO to the space station to steal a space robot so that no one will ever fight again. The farm lady's upset because her boyfriend was put in jail for 67 years for taking the actual little UFO that was on their farmland. But because he was illiterate and did not have anyone to defend him against stealing that UFO, which he claimed he did not steal, that's why he ends up in jail. So, when we got to NASA to steal that space robot, we actually take the space robot, and the police are there, and we try to explain why we took it and that we really weren't stealing it. Just like the farmer's boyfriend went to jail because he tried to explain he wasn't really stealing the UFO that had landed. Okay, there was a part two to this dream, and here it is. I'm at work and have to move a large trophy case that has a mannequin on the top of it. I had to move a friend is helping me move this case, and I asked the friend to hold the trophy case and also to manage that mannequin on the top. So I moved the case to one spot, and I can't remember where it is, so I leave it there near the wall. Then I go into my office, and I can't find my office. So then I come back, and I move the case again, and I move it in front of another room. And this room is occupied by someone who's very, very negative and just a bad attitude kind of person. And she's in there and she's complaining that someone has stolen her glue guns. Her wall of, on the wall she had a bunch of tools, and some of them, and the tools were glue guns that she had. So I tell her, I'm sure no one actually stole the glue guns, and I'm going to go and find out where her glue guns were because someone probably just borrowed them and we're going to bring them back. So I go back to my office that I have found, and I realize that I have blood on my undergarments. So I go and get a pad, and I'm going to the bathroom to clean myself up, and I realize I don't have any pants on. So then as I make it to the bathroom, there's a bunch of good old boys sitting in the outer room, the lounge-like room where the bathrooms are, and they make a comment, but I walk right through them, and then I wake up. So, wow. We can see there's several similarities between the first dream and the second dream. The idea of not really stealing, just borrowing something. The idea of, oh, there's the good old boys, and they're making comments about me. And the focus on clothing. So I'm going to just interpret those very quickly for you. The idea of clothing, what kind of clothes are you wearing? How are you presenting yourself to the outer world? Clothing is another representation of you, how the world sees you. What kind of clothes, what kind of role are you putting on? That's your role, that's your life. Okay. The stealing, I believe in this dream, is when you steal something, you're taking it to make it yours. This, you want it, you covet it, this is yours, you're taking it. But if you're not really stealing it, you're taking it, but you don't really want it. What resonates with me in the dream is that things are being taken away. We're just going to get rid of them. Because in the first dream, they wanted to stop the fighting because they wanted to take the space robot to stop the fighting. So you take that away. I don't want to keep it. It's not something that I want to steal. It's something that I want to get away, to take away, to take out of the dreamer's life. And also the good old boys represent a rigidity in thinking for me. Okay. Let's go through and talk about the mud. Being in mud suggests being in a sticky situation. Maybe a place where you're feeling frustrated. The stadium represents a determination to succeed, succeed in your goals. And the robot indicates that you're going about life in a mechanical, methodical, and rigid way. You have lost the ability to express your feelings. And it can also symbolize the way you view your working life. The UFO deals with a creative mind. It might symbolize creativity, a spiritual journey into the unknown, and signal self-development and self-awareness. It could mean you need to get out of space, you're just too bizarre. Okay? No, just joking. It may mean that you need to have a different perspective on the way you look at things. Now, the number six, as we know, the boyfriend was put in jail for 67 years. Six shows cooperation, balance, and tranquility. Seven is spiritual information being given, mental perfection, healing. So let's go through this dream. The person has pictures. And I believe in a dream, when you see pictures, it shows that you there's something that your dream really wants you to focus in on, because it has taken its time to show you pictures, so that you already have the mental, the dream image, but now you've got another dream image within that dream. Okay? With so now you've got the picture, the photos. The reporting part of the personality that tells everyone everything, maybe things that they don't need to know, the personality that's putting everything out on Front Street, that's the reporters. The protective little farm lady part of your personality is saying, hey, I want to protect what's going on here. I'm going to protect the UFO, the growth, the spiritual growth. I'm going to protect that from the reporters, keeping that secret and safe. So here the main dreamer goes, and she's already gotten she's already gotten the information. She already has the pictures. So now she's going through this sticky situation, but she's not going to have any mud thrown on her because she's lifted her dress. Even though there's old thinking, rigid thoughts coming out towards that dreamer, she's going to go through unscathed. She's going to be okay. And there's even more the symbol of the stadium pointing to success. There's no room for her, but she even makes room. Her other dream personalities are sitting. And she sees that there's no room for her, so she expands the bleacher herself, and she finds a spot. So she finds her place. Now, that part of the dream is even backed up by the second part, where the dreamer is going through life and the dreamer is actually moving these cabinets. Cabinets can represent a woman. Inside the cabinet, we have trophies. Trophies can represent the inner treasures that the person has that they're hiding. The mannequin's face represents how the world sees that person, how everyone else sees that person. So the dreamer is moving the case around and pushing boundaries by moving these cases around, pushing boundaries of herself. But as she does this, she becomes confused with her place, her spot in the workplace. She loses her focus on work by expanding who she is. Maybe it's the mundane part of work that she's losing her focus on. So and I'm saying she, but this one's my dream. So the dreamer moves the cabinet again to a room where there's the negative part of her personality, and the glue gun is gone. The glue gun represents entrapment. So just as the dreamer did in the first part of the dream, taking the space robot, which shows a mundane kind of work ethic, a methodical kind of work idea. That first dream took that away. Now the second dream has come in and taken away the glue guns. It's taken away the entrapments. But the dreamer is always a problem solver. And the dreamer is trying to find a way to keep the negative happy, the negative personality happy, while also expanding the inner self, the bringing out the inner treasures, bringing out the new self, pushing boundaries by moving cabinets. So this dreamer goes to try to smooth things over, but then finds out, then realizes there's the undergarments being soiled. Now, when you dream of menstruation, you're dreaming of emotions, feminine emotions, all of that being released out of you. And maybe there's a difficulty where you're afraid of your emotions to be being released, where you're using the pads to clean it up, to kind of hide it a little bit. And as you go to try to because menstruation has to do with balance also. So, and underwear talks about undergarments show your femininity and balance, and everything's coming into to balance. There's anxiety leaving. So as the dream person is sorting through that, releasing inner emotions, everything's coming into balance. Here comes the negative thoughts again, the rigidity and the thinking of the good old boys. But that dreamer just goes through it and is unscathed again. So both dreams tell the dreamer to keep doing what she's doing, to muddle through all that rigidity and thinking and push boundaries. Start to accept a new part of yourself. It's a new attitude. Show the world a new you. So, as my cousin says, you do you. She says, do you. Don't be ashamed. Just do you. Which I always have thought was so cute. So, those are my two dreams that I've given you tonight. And I hope that I've opened up some more thoughts for you. We have come to the end of the time. So, I want to say, please continue to contact me. Knight_talker@rocketmail.com. That's Knight, N-I-G-H-T underscore talker, T-A-L-K-E-R, at rocketmail.com. And always check me out, R.D. Pierce, Facebook. Good night, and keep dreaming, everyone.